I'm tempted. God, am I tempted. But I wasn't lying when I said I want a baby more than anything. I truly do. Even more than I want to be naked with this sexy-as-hell man. As much as I would love to, I say. Truly. That's not the kind of relationship I need right now. If you decide you don't want to help me, I'll completely understand. But if you won't, I'll need to find someone who will. And that'll be easier if I'm not already involved. Dylan's eyes narrow, but his mouth remains soft, and after a moment he steps away with a nod.
All right. I'll have an answer for you by tomorrow afternoon. Monday morning at the latest.
Heart lifting, soaring into the air on wings of hope, a smile explodes across my face. Perfect! Thank you so much. I appreciate you giving this a chance. Some thought, some time. I wave a hand, awkward again now that there's physical distance between us. All those things. I appreciate them. He shakes his head slowly as he backs away.
I still think it's crazy,
he warns.
And I'm probably going to say no.
I press my lips together and nod, but secretly I'm thinking, but maybe you won't say no. Maybe you'll say yes. You're at least going to think about it, which you weren't going to do before we kissed. The thought gives me an idea, a naughty, not-playing-fair idea that keeps me smiling as I wave goodbye, and Dylan steps through the gate at the edge of his pasture, starting up the hill toward his place. I have a secret weapon now, something I can use to my advantage if I dare to bend the rules. Honor is all well and good, but this is a battle I'm determined to win at any cost. Mind made up, I hurry back to where the harvest is well underway, helping Bart shift the light cart as the workers move methodically down the rows to the far side of the vineyard. But inside, I'm already at that meeting with Dylan tomorrow, plotting, planning, scheming the best way to play my ace and make sure he has no choice but to say yes.
No. The answer has to be no. I'm crazy to have even said I would think about it. There is no answer but no. Yes isn't an option. I should have drawn a line in the sand last night and made sure Emma understood I never meant to step over it. Never. No matter how sweet her mouth tastes, or what an insanely hot kisser she is, or how good it felt to have her curvy body pressed tight and grinding against my cock through our clothes. God, she was hot. Five alarm hot. Wild, hungry, and so much more responsive than I'd imagined she would be. And yes, I've imagined what it would be like to kiss her. Imagined Emma's smart mouth melting beneath mine as I show her how much fun we could have if we stopped duking it out for a piece of land that should rightfully be mine. And yes, the real Emma is even more irresistible than the fantasy. But that's exactly why I should say no. She's the kind of woman it would be so easy to get hooked on, and neither one of us is looking for a steady date. She wants a no-strings-attached baby, and I want a clear path to a future that's truly mine, not more connections and obligations. There's no way I would be able to live next door to my own child and pretend he's just the neighbor's boy. I don't want a kid at this point, but if my son were growing up across the pasture, I would want to be a part of his life. I would want to be there when he needed me, especially when he got old enough to wonder why his father wasn't in the picture.